Welcome to the Generation Elevation Podcast, a conscious, connected platform for those who are ready to manifest their dream life. I'm your host, Elise Riley, a former PT, now motivational speaker, igniting empowerment and transformation all across the globe. Here at Generation Elevation, we are committed to bringing you the most inspiring guests who will share their stories, wisdom, and advice to help you progress closer to living a life of your own terms.
Have you ever had a day whereby you really needed to get something done on the computer? So you jump on and are met with all kinds of resistance, whereby maybe your computer dies, your computer crashes, the software that you need to use crashes, the Wi-Fi is super slow, your typing is super laggy, the Wi-Fi doesn't even work. Maybe they're doing some sort of random maintenance where they're turning all the Wi-Fi off in your area. Maybe it's just not your day. The ideas aren't coming to you and you're ready to punch a hole in the thing. You're ready to chuck it out the window. Or maybe you need to get somewhere and you're running late and you hit every single red light on the way to that destination, or you're behind every single slow person. Everyone's just cruising along and you really need to get to where you need to be because you're running late. I know we've all had days like that. And then in contrast, those days where you jump on the computer and the ideas are flowing, the internet is speedy. You're typing and it's just like, oh, this is so easy and effortless. A job that once in that other example would have taken you 7 hours or so is now taking you 5 minutes because it's all coming to you. It barely feels like work. All those times where you just have this intuition or instinct to leave right now to go to where you need to be. Oh yeah, you might be a little bit early, or yeah, we're kind of going to be on time or a little bit late, but it's okay. You're still feeling good. And in those times you hit every single green light. There is no traffic and it just flows. I know that you've had days like this too. And the reason why I bring this up is because I was having a conversation in my DMs on Instagram the other day. If you're not following me, definitely go check out my page. I post all kinds of stuff, mindset, spirituality, nutrition, training, and a lot about my coaching. So if you're not following me, definitely go check that out. I was having a conversation with someone in my DMs about mindset. Their comment was, wow, I think I really need to change my thoughts. And I said, okay, why is that? And they went on to explain to me that lately they've been met with a lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles, a lot of resistance. And the language sounded a little bit like this. You may or may not have said this before. You may not resonate with this. However, I think we've all been here. It sounded like, why did I deserve this? I'm a good person. Why am I getting all this bad karma? Why is this happening to me? Why can't shit be easy? 99% sure we've all said one of those before. In the peak of those frustrating moments. I was like, okay, I see. This is exciting. This is really exciting. And to some of you, that may be a really confusing response. However, in NLP, this is called a pattern break. And I do it often with clients when they are explaining a story where there may be some major negative emotions involved. And instead of meeting them and resonating at their frequency, at that energy, I maintain the light and break the pattern of that emotion. Because it is true. In those deep, dark, challenging moments, something great is always born. I think Will Smith says, on the other end of fear is God's greatest gifts. Something like that. Don't quote me on it. But yeah, in those moments, yeah, this is a really cool place to be. And I explained to her why. I explained to her that we have those times when we jump on the computer and it's just not happening. It's just not our day. every single thing might just be seem to be going wrong. Maybe you keep bumping into things, you hit the traffic, you get those bills come through that you're worrying about and they finally come through today, or you get this bad news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we have those days where everything is just working out for us. Everything is just in flow. It's easy. It's effortless. When we are met with resistance, it can be really frustrating. I totally get it. And my advice to this person was that there are two types of action. There is action that comes from a place of love, from inspiration, and there's action that comes from a place of motivation for love. So let's break those two down. Motivation. Everyone's asking me, Elise, how do I get more motivated? Motivation is getting yourself to a place of action where you have to do this thing to get XYZ. I have to get motivated so then I can look good for some. I have to get motivated so then I can have a successful business. I have to get motivated for dating so then I can attract my dream partner. Have to. And then when we have inspiration, when we have action that comes from love, it's like, oh, that's a really good idea. Why didn't I think of that before? I feel like I should have this weird feeling that I need to be here today. Oh, that was a random thought in the shower, but it works. Or you might be walking with a friend or having a conversation or driving and it just pops in. I feel like doing this today. And so when you go and do it, it's from a place of, I really want to do this. I feel inspired to do this right now. And it's fun. Usually when you have these ideas of inspired action, it comes from a place of love and therefore is fun, easy, and effortless. It is very, very unlikely to be met with resistance when you are taking action from a place of inspiration versus motivation. So let's give some examples of this. We all know people that try to force a relationship to happen. We all know those people. And sometimes this can come from a place of motivation for love. And you might be wondering, okay, how does that actually work? Okay, so imagine where you have this action of messaging this person for love, whereby you're relying on the relationship, the destination, the fulfillment of the action, the end point, to fulfill the emotion of the journey. What do I mean by that? So you're relying on the destination to make you happy. You're relying on the result of the person coming into your life and becoming your partner to experience love, connection, joy, rather than feeling that already. You're relying on an external condition, an external person to you to fill that emotional void that you can only fulfill within yourself. We all know those situations and we all know how those relationships work out. Usually it can get quite toxic because you're relying on that other person to make you happy when that's not their responsibility. We also see this in health and fitness, whereby people take action, New Year's resolution, yay, from a place of doing it for love. Because they feel inadequate, they do not like themselves where they are right now. So they decide to jump on some silly challenge that is a super low calorie, crazy, crazy workouts and unsustainable. Because if they lose weight now and they look good for summer, then maybe so-and-so will recognize them and then maybe they'll just feel better about themselves. Or maybe when I lose weight, then I'll be happy and then I'll be finally able to wear that dress and then I'll get the recognition and the happiness and love and confidence that I've always wanted. I'm sure you also know someone in your life or maybe yourself that has done this also. Relying on that external condition of when I look a certain way, then I will be worthy. Then I will be good enough. Then I'll be pretty enough. Then I will be able to receive. And then we see this in business as well, whereby people rely, okay, if I get to this amount of money, then I will be happy. When we are in that energy, coming from a place of doing things for love, relying on your external conditions to fulfill you and make you happy, to ease the uncomfortability of the challenges and resistance that you may be experiencing within your now. When we come from that place, usually we're going to be met with more resistance, more obstacles, and more challenges, because like attracts like. Birds of a feather flock together. Emotions is energy in motion. So energy literally attracts energy. And that is like the universal law, the law of attraction. It's talking about manifestation. And I can do a full podcast on this if you guys are keen. So if you are, quickly just pause this, go to my Instagram at Elise Riley, send me a DM. I want to hear about this manifestation stuff. Send us a podcast through. I'll make one for you. The law of attraction, in short, is basically when you're at a certain vibration, every single emotion, like I said, is energy in motion. So therefore, it has a frequency. It has this vibration about it, and therefore can attract in other things, other energies of the same vibration. You know, when you walk into a room and you can feel the vibes, that's your body, your being sensitive to the energy. It's like when you with someone who's vibing really high, you can feel that. And usually they say your vibe attracts your tribe, right? So usually the people that you attract into your life are very much resonating on the same frequency as you. And so what I was saying before about taking action from this place of scarcity, of lack, of feeling inadequate and feeling not good enough, from anger, frustration, I need to get this done now, this stupid computer. When we take action from these emotions, or this vibration, we are only going to therefore attract more of that. It's always like the saying, bad things come in threes. Only if you are believing in that and you are attracting that through your belief of that energy of scarcity and lack. So of course, this person in my DMs was being met with so much resistance because one, they weren't enjoying what the action was. And the actions were coming from a place of scarcity and fear. So they were being met with more of that because their outer reality was reflecting their inner world. In contrast, imagine starting your health and fitness journey. Imagine starting 2023 from a place of love, from a place of, I love and care and respect my body, so I'm going to move and nourish it in the way that feels fun, effortless, and easy, that I enjoy, that I can sustain for the rest of my life. Imagine getting into a relationship whereby you feel so much love, you feel sexy, you feel confident, you feel independent on your own. You are your own person, and you meet someone who is also on that same vibration, and you come together to co-create, whereby you live your own individual lives, but you also come together and complement each other to elevate. That feels way better. That's way cooler. And imagine creating your business, not because you want to be successful so then you can be happy, but because you enjoy what you do now. You're passionate about the journey and you're not so worried about getting to the end destination because it already fulfills you in this moment. When you create from an inspired place, you'll be met with abundance, with love, with joy. But to wrap up, how can we create from this inspired place? How do we get into this receptive mode? My advice, when shit's hitting the fan, when you're frustrated, when you're feeling those emotions like being met with resistance, it's time to let it go. It's time to stop whatever you're doing. Breathe 10 deep breaths. If you can, go do something else. If you can, meditate. If you can, call a friend, distract yourself from what you were just doing. Take your mind off it for a bit. Go for a walk, have a nap, leave it for tomorrow, and go again. And instead of asking questions like, why is this happening to me? Finding the lesson, taking responsibility for your own emotions and asking the question, why is this happening for me? What can I learn from this moment? What am I learning about myself right now? That would be my way of getting into the receptive mode, is to just take a step back, to ask those questions, to be at cause, to be responsible for my own emotions in those times that are challenging, and to know when those inspired thoughts do come through, even the most randomest times. Like I said before, it could be in the shower, it could be with a walk with your friend, or it could be just when you're driving or listening to music or in that place of receptivity. Meditation. A lot of my ideas come through my meditations. To action it. Because like I said, that is when it will be easy and that is when it will flow. All those things that come through, trust and go with it. A lot of us, I can find second guess. A lot of my clients, I should say, second guess that inspired action when it comes through, because sometimes it can come through when you least expect it. So to end this podcast, I would say there is the two types of actions. We have force and flow. Force can take a really long time, and a job that can be done in 5 seconds to an hour in flow can sometimes be maxed out to 7 hours just staring at the computer, wanting to smash your head on it. I know which one I prefer, and I refuse to force things now in my life, because I used to come from that energy. And like I said, I was only met with challenges, frustrations, and obstacles. Know that if you are going through these times right now in your life, asking those questions, how is this serving me? How am I creating this? What can I learn from this? And know that the hero in every single movie that is good always goes through some sort of challenge that redirects them towards their path of purpose, of enlightenment, and expansion.
Thank you for being a part of the Generation Elevation community. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave a 5-star rating, written review, share, and tag me on Instagram at elise.riley. Until next time, keep loving, keep learning, and keep rising.